Welcome to an environmental justice episode of Virginia Interfaith Live with VICPP's partner organization, Virginia Interfaith Power and Light. My name is Leah Jones. I'm Virginia Interfaith Power and Light's Faith Community Outreach Coordinator. And today we are happy to highlight a community from Charles City County, Virginia. For those who don't know, Charles City is a rural county about 20 miles southeast of Richmond. It sits between Richmond and Williamsburg, and this county is surrounded by the James and Chickahominy Rivers. That's an important detail to remember for later as we have this discussion. So in a community that's dealing with two proposed gas power plants, pipeline projects, and now facing the potential expansion of a landfill, the environmental injustices in this community are more than apparent and are piling up. In an effort to fight against these injustices and educate their community, a group of Charles City County residents came together to create the Concerned Citizens of Charles City County, also known as C5. We have the pleasure of being here today with a few members from C5 who will be able to share with us the issues that they are fighting in their own communities. We have Benita Cotman Lewis. Hello. We have Wanda Roberts.
Hello.
We have Cynthia Robinson. Hello. Oh, Cynthia Robinson isn't joining us today, but we also have LaVisha Allen Rollins.
Good afternoon or good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Thank you all so much for being here today. How are we all doing? Doing well. Good.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. So I'm just going to start by asking if you all can just tell us a little bit about how Concerned Citizens of Charles City County was formed and the work that you all have been doing.
Well, we formed around a little over a year ago. It was June the 19th of 2019. The Sierra Club and Mothers Out Front were making some calls around to the community and letting people know about the Chickahominy Power Plant. It was getting ready to be permitted, the air permit, going before the DEQ Air Permit Board. We got a group of 30-plus individuals or residents from Charles City County to meet at our library, and that's really what kicked us off when we found out that we were unfortunately not notified of this power plant or another one, the C4GT power plant that had already been permitted. We're still in the process of trying to fight these two power plants. We have been working diligently to get the information out to the community about the power plants, about the VNG HIP project, and also about the landfill issues and many other. We've got issues with the internet and numerous other issues in the county that we have as a group been working a lot before COVID, and we continue to work. Of course, they're limited as to what we can do now, but our focus is just bringing information and concerns, addressing concerns of the community.
Thank you for sharing. You guys sound busy, more than busy.
Yes. We've got plenty of examples of things that we have actually accomplished in this short period of time. We were able to, our board of supervisors, there's only three of them. They usually had 3 to 10 people that showed up. We have been able to get 60 plus and at times past capacity. They hold about 120 in the auditorium, and we have had people actually turned away from the board of supervisors meetings. So we have been able to bring the issues to the community through the many forums that we have provided. After COVID, we have actually been very active in getting out the food pantries food. We had a on Easter a food drive. We also have had the PPEs and other essential equipment and stuff for the COVID-19 safety that we've been able to provide to the community. So we have continued to work in every way that we can to keep people notified of the issues. Our internet is just terrible, as you'll find out that I will probably be fading in and out on you.
Yeah, so you guys are doing so much great work right now. So just moving on to the next question, what does it mean to you all to be environmentally overburdened?
Well, the main thing about being environmentally overburdened is that it's kind of a catch-22, because any pollution that is harmful to your health is environmental.
I'm sorry, LaVisha, hold on. We're having a hard time hearing you.
Is this better?
Yep, there we
okay.
go.
So the term environmentally overburdened can be a double-edged sword, because any type of pollution that is coming into your area that will cause health concerns for your community is environmentally overburdened. But particularly with Charles City, we currently have a landfill that currently is operating. The last report was in the late 2000s at 37% capacity, that also has a diesel plant that works in conjunction from the off-gassing. So we already have what we call a mega landfill that's impacting our community. And as you will see, the location of this landfill, there's water bodies that are currently on site that are connected, that will eventually, you know, through the water shedding and different streams and connections to local wetlands and streams, it's currently sitting right on the landfill. And so our water is a big issue, but also with us now having to deal with two large power plants coming into our community, we're now facing having the fifth largest power plant, the Chickahominy power plant, the fifth largest in the nation, and having that in our area. And so we're having not only a landfill that is giving off gassing and has a diesel facility on it, we also have a tire recycling company that's in the same area. And now we have two huge power plants, and these are all within a mile radius of each other. So it's like one big area of pollution that's just emitting to not only Charles City County, but to our neighboring counties as well. And studies have been found that particulate matter can be tested over, you know, hundreds of miles away from the site. So it's not just an impact for Charles City County, but it's also impacting all of our neighboring communities. And as you saw, that water contamination, we've had several DEQ violations from our landfill within our wetlands and water bodies. And so it is creating an environmental burden for us as a community, because a lot of us live on, have wells. A lot of the community members have wells, and their water is coming from the surface water and groundwater, and the, you know, and their wells are dug in these areas. If you can go back to that map, you'll see houses that are basically on the perimeter of that landfill. There's residences that are adjacent to the landfill. So, you know, it definitely creates a burden for you, not only from a health aspect, but also if your administration cannot handle this type of establishment, managing the violations, managing, you know, how this is affecting health-wise, having studies done to figure out how is this hurting your community health, their health and well-being. If your community does not have the financial backing to have that testing done, then it's now creating another burden, because many of the residents who live there are getting sick, and they have no way of proving what's causing this. So it creates a burden on so many parameters regarding, you know, the effects of the community that live in the area. And so it's the environmentally overburdened, no matter how much pollution you get, anything that's going to cause bodily harm to anyone, I mean, that is a concern.
Definitely. And it's crazy. You just listed so many things going on. You literally said within a mile radius in your community. Just to review, you said a mega landfill, you said two power plants, and also it was the HIP project.
So the HIP project will have to be, the HIP project is going to run through Northern Virginia, Hanover, Henrico, New Kent, and then to Charles City. And that would have to be put in place first. So that's why we're stressing the need to stop this header improvement project. That's what it's called. And that is basically a term being used for a 30-inch high pressure pipeline, a gas line that'll be running to power these power plants. And so we're going to now have a 30-inch high pressure gas line that'll be running into our community. And because we are, I believe, a class A or class one community, we will have an issue, because if this gas line happens to get punctured or it explodes, we are at the maximum allowed length of a shutoff. And I think it's 7.5 miles can basically be burning before it gets to a shutoff point. So that's a major issue for us, being that we don't have a full-time, well, we have a full-time fire department, but we only have one on the opposite end of the county. So I just want to make everyone aware that this project, not if you look at it from one dimension, it is an environmental issue, but it has so many parameters that come with it that affects the community that they don't consider when these decisions are made.
Definitely. You already touched on it quite a bit, about how these things impact your community, and even the surrounding communities. Is there anything else that someone would like to add about how this affects or negatively affects the quality of life for the people who live there, especially when we talk about health impacts? How is this impacting the people who live there negatively, especially as it relates to their health, like asthma or any other diseases that people can catch from the pollution that these things bring?
Mike. So Charles City County, we already have a high rate of asthma and COPD. So as far as health, definitely a negative impact. The landfill, you can smell the landfill, literally. I mean, just based on if you were just to move here and you wanted to buy a house here, that wouldn't be something that you would want to smell on a daily basis. So, you know, just from the basic aspect of just everyday life, it's just not a pleasant place to be. But above and beyond that, it's just something has to be happening, you know, in my personal opinion. And of course, there's a lot of studies that do support that landfill brings different type of health issues and things like that. So just being here alone is already an issue. So trying to expand it is just not a good thing for the county or community.
Definitely. I know that we've talked about how these things impact the people who live there. And you said that you even being able to smell the landfill, I mean, if something's so clear and so so obvious, it's amazing how this is still even possible. And I know that this is something that you all probably know, and it's obvious to you, but can you share with the people out there maybe why you all think that this is happening in your community? Or it almost obviously seems like you all are being targeted. Charles City County is being targeted. So what do you all think that is a result of, or why do you think that Charles City County is a group that is being targeted for all of these projects?
Can I say, just before we go into that, the effects of the people as well? It creates division within the community. So a lot of, you know, it's caused a divide within our community as well. So also from a personal perspective, when you're fighting these gas plants and you're telling people about the impacts, it's divided our community significantly. So that's another impact that I want to make sure everyone's aware, is that it's not only a health impact, but a social impact is also there, because residents, we've had a lot of divide with us trying to convince them of what this is, because it's like, why would our government do this? They would vet this for you. And when you're presenting this, it creates a divide within the community. So we are a divided community in Charles City, let alone a nation, but as in the community of Charles City. And as far as the health impacts, I just want to touch on a few other things. We've had a high rate of cancer. We're known as a cancer cluster in Charles City, and they have not been able to figure out why we are having such a high rate of cancer. We are working towards finding that solution as a grassroots organization. So, of course, that takes time and it takes money and it takes research. And so we're trying to help a lot of the residents. But I have to say that if you were to look at the common denominator in the 90s when the landfill was put into place until now, the landfill is the common denominator on when the cancer spike started happening. So that's one thing. So yeah, I just wanted to touch on that. But as far as being targeted, let's just make the platform about, if you look at other studies similar to us, if you look at Buckingham, you look at you look at Pine Grove, we all have one thing in common. We are a majority Black rural community. And so if you just look at the statistical data and what's being provided to us, it kind of speaks for itself, that we're a minority community. And it's just, it's been hard, because you want to, you don't want to throw out that race card. You want to give everyone the benefit of the doubt. But when the evidence presents itself, I mean, that's what we're seeing. But also we're being targeted because we don't have a business tax. So we're an extremely profitable area to be in if you're in the energy business, because you will not have to pay a business tax like that of other localities.
Right, definitely. Thanks, Avisha. Did anyone else have anything else to share about that? Or
yes, we Which are. Is that Benita?
Yeah, go ahead, Ms. Wanda.
Okay, our community here, the lack of internet, and we don't have a newspaper. With the communication is done through the churches mostly. That is where people get their information from. And our
And there we have a clear example of the internet issue that Wanda was literally about to talk about. but I mean, when Wanda gets back, she can share with us more about what she was going to say. Oh, and it looks like we have her back in the studio now. Wanda, you were just talking about the internet issues in Charles City County.
Yeah. The projects, the two power plants that have been almost permitted all the way, this has been going on for over 6 years now, and we just found out about it a little over a year ago, I guess. There's no communication, no facts. Everything is denied. We have repeatedly been told everything's a done deal. Just like with the landfill, we're told they're not expanding. Well, we find out, yes, they're expanding the existing footprint. So when you question the government officials, their local officials, they say, oh, well, we meant there's no new land that's being added to the landfill. So we have a really tough time just digging information out. It's really outside groups that come in to help us that know how to navigate the environmental issues and provide us with information so that we can break it down and give it to the community. I mean, we're looking at stranded assets. They have no intentions. We had a town hall meeting that C5 really forced them to get enough people, enough petitions, enough information out there to force the local government to bring in the people with the power plants. And I mean, they plan to leave stranded assets here. These things are huge. You cannot believe the enormity of these power plants. And just like with the landfill, we still having to fight for information. Everybody is told, don't worry about it, we're taking care of you. And that's just not the case. It's just really sad that when we're having to fight for everything. We've got a good support group that supplies us, Sierra Club and Mothers Out Front and numerous other Save Coalition, numerous other organizations that are too many to mention right now, but that back us in your platform that helps us get the information out so that we can have people come in and help with these situations.
Definitely. Benita, you were also going to say something?
I hope I don't go out, but I just to piggyback on what LaVisha was saying about the no business tax, that also plays a big part into the community, because most of the time when you're paying business tax, that money comes back into the community some type of way. But if I was a large business, I guess I would definitely try to find somewhere that didn't have business tax. So I think, like LaVisha said, it's definitely that's a driver that, you know, gets people to come here, of course. But the negative impact of that is education, you know, is internet. You know, we give up a lot to let these companies come here and they pour nothing into the community. So.
And also I went to a symposium at William & Mary about environmental issues and brought up our Charles City County issues with the power plant. And the companies that do these power plants was represented there. And I was basically told that we're putting it in Charles City County because we can. We're like, would you have this in your backyard? And she's like, no, I live in Chesterfield County. They would run us out of here. They would never allow us to have a power plant, not less two, near a dump in Chesterfield County. We put it wherever we can put it, and y'all have allowed us to do that. Somebody has to have it. And so y'all are the ones we're dumping on. And that's how we feel. We're a sacrifice zone for all of this pollution that is just destroying the families and the people that have lived here for over 400 years. Ancestry goes back to 400 years ago. And, you know, we just.
It looks like Wanda's cutting out again. But very much, very much so. And you can see from the images posted on the live that how much land and how much space is just taken up. And also think about how much waste is being put now into the water systems that surround this area in the landfill. You can see in this map here, all of the red is the landfill and how close it is to the blue wetland areas here. And LaVisha, I know you talked a little bit earlier with the other visual about how big this is. And just going back to the other map, you said that this was only a parcel. In the other visual of the map that has the wetlands and the red?
Correct. So if you can look where the current area is cleared off, so it looks like it's tanned, like a tan color to the green, that's what's clearly been cleared off and they're currently using and operating at the landfill. But if you were to look where they're proposing to expand, which is southeast of where it's cleared off, you'll see where the water bodies are that are currently on the site. But this can give you an idea of how much space and how much they have to grow and expand going further. So as you can see, this area is just a small portion of what's going to go on. And I'm saying all this because when your administration goes for projects like this, they basically are not disclosing to you that every time they are expanding or they're going to build some more cells for disposal, there's going to be a new permit process that goes through. And strategically, it makes sense of what they did. If you're looking at it from a business standpoint, there is a current burial ground that is going to be affected by this expansion. And so when they first got started, you know, that would have been a huge amount of money to have, you know, archaeologists come on site and verify all that. So they only opened up the portion that didn't require that. And now we have this new expansion where there's a burial site on the expansion area There's current wetlands that they're going to be building these cells that will be affected. So the trash will be dumped into these areas. And we all know that leachate is a big problem and that these landfill liners do not work over time. They fail. And that means that's going to be going straight into water sources. And that takes decades and, you know, to get water fixed. I mean, let's look at Flint. They're still trying to get their water resolved. And so that's the part that the community isn't aware of, like how not just the initial startup, but look at the long term effect. When this is to full capacity, it's going to be over 1,000 acres of trash that'll be buried in our soil. And so that's another impact that we fail to touch on is soil quality. We're a rural area that has farming and agriculture and livestock. And now we have these contaminants and these pollutants in our soil. How do you remediate that type of thing? So, I mean, it just goes on and on. And from, as Bonita stated, we only get about $2 to $3 million a year from this landfill. That's it. That's all we get from them. It's not like they're a game changer to our economical system. It's only $2 to $3 million. And so the one thing I can say that we did get from them was a school. They built the schools, our new schools that are now 20 plus years old. The current contract we have with these two power plants, we're giving them money back. So, you know, these type of developments, you know, they can be catastrophic to your community if you're not looking at the details. And so I hope that map kind of gives you a visual of how enormous in size this project is. And that, and if you look at this image here, I mean, this pretty much shows you how much of our land is impacted and disturbed. And if you can look at the corner at the top of the screen, there's a water body that's right there. And all of our water bodies are connected and intertwined. And so that's a big concern. And I'm not sure if there's an image that shows it, but there is a vent that basically off gases where they burn the gases and it vents into the air. And these are the trucks so the first truck you see, the white truck, that's the compacted trash. So they've squished it down as much as they can to compact it. And then they just throw this into those cells and they backfill it with dirt or what have you. And this is just what you see here. You don't see the trash that's flying up, you know, from this site. You don't see the impact to the neighboring wildlife. I mean, it's a tremendous amount. But you'll also see on that perimeter that there are houses right there on the corner of the map. There's houses that are literally sitting on this landfill. So just it's a lot to take in.
Yes, definitely a lot to take in for sure. And it definitely sounds more detrimental than beneficial or any benefit that anyone could say come up with from any of these projects. It's just, like you said, the list goes on and on. Like you've all shared, it sounds like we could talk about this all day, really. But in an effort to help, what are some things that we can do to help, neighbors can do to help? Are there any actions that people can take, even if they're not Charles City County residents?
At this time, our biggest concern is, of course, the landfill, and we are doing comments. Unfortunately, it's a very short time frame. They're due by November the 7th to the Army Corps of Engineers. I believe you have that information. There you go. There's the information. What we need for them to say is that we need an extension for 30 days for public comments. We need a public hearing, and we also need them to do an environmental impact assessment following the EJ protocols. They are not taking into effect any environmental justice issues. They are sliding this under the table again. repeat of what we continuously have here in Charles City County. They just try to get everything approved and pushed through without any notification. So this is something that is very important that needs to be done. And we apologize for the short notice on this. We just found out not too long ago, probably less than a week. And I just got my letter in today. So these are the things that all this information is also on our website that will provide you with the information that you need, the addresses, the numbers that have to be, and a lot of technical information that you can research and look at to put in the letters. We've got some form letters if you prefer that. We would like to have letters that at least start out with your own personal comment about what this is going to do to Charles City County. If you're not a resident, if you're a neighboring resident, or just anywhere in the state of Virginia, basically, these issues are affecting other communities, not just ours. And we need to speak out and say you're not treating the citizens correctly, and that they need to be more informed, and that it's their right to be informed, and this should not be hidden from us. So these are the things that are on our website. You can join our email group. So we are going to be starting up some issues with the power plants in December. There's some DEQ issues there. Also with the HIP project. So all this information is on our website. With any guidance, if you join our email group, as things happen, we will shoot emails out to everybody. If you've got questions, you can contact us that way through our emails, through Facebook, through, you know, any of these forums that we've got going across the bottom of the screen.
Thanks, Juan, for sharing. Definitely lots to do and plenty of ways to get involved. Like you said, Wanda, November 7th, which I think is this Saturday, if you are able to, please submit a comment, comments with plural, if you can, to show your support and help spread the word about this. Those were all the questions that I had today for you all. I want to open up the space in case there's anything else that you all would like to share right now before we sign off. So C5, Wanda, Benita, LaVisha, anything else to add?
We appreciate this opportunity to come before you and ask for this assistance and let everybody know what is going on. Again, we're not isolated here. The most of the community thinks that they really are isolated and that nobody knows about what's going on here. So it's wonderful that we can get the word out so that they don't feel so isolated. They feel like nobody's going to help us. And we want them to know through forums like this that there are many people that want to help us have a clean, good life. Charles City County is a beautiful rural community. And if you ever get the opportunity to come through here, you will see it's so much that needs to be protected. The people here are just sweet and kind, and they don't expect to be treated this way because they don't treat people this way. So it's really up to everyone to stand up and say, we got your back. We're going to help protect you and not have this pollution dumped on you.
Thank you, Wanda. On that note, I'll just say thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We hope that you feel encouraged, even more than encouraged, to share what is going on in Charles City County with your own communities and speak out against these environmental injustices. Especially as people of faith, it is imperative that we support and do whatever we can to help our neighbors. Especially when there's so much to be done and people are fighting so hard. All we can do is help. So have a great night, everyone, and we'll see you next time.